Good morning. And it's a good morning because we can gather and praise the Lord and hear His word. If you haven't gotten one of our thank you cards from either Rosalie and I, please, before you leave, don't make me hunt you down, because I will, and get one. We would like to again thank you for all the love, support you showed us throughout 2018. So just thank you again in advance, and we hope to give you one. We wanted to make sure this wasn't used on a dartboard, our picture, but Rosalie said I'd make a good bullseye, so, you know, there you go. So thank you again, all joking aside. So please don't leave without one. If we could turn to 1 Corinthians 14. Wanting to think about 14, verse 12. So that's 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12. And this kind of ties into the sermon on the topic of humility. Because we often come to church with wanting our needs met. It's all about me. And then we come into church and we say it's all about me. But 1 Corinthians says it's absolutely not about you. That's one way of defining 1 Corinthians. But 1 Corinthians 12 says, so with yourselves, since you're eager for manifestations of the Spirit, now this is what I wanted us to think about, strive to excel in building up the church. Strive in 2019, I'm kind of stealing Luke's sermon a bit here. I wanted to rehash it out again, of seeking to build up the church. Build it up for the glory of Christ. Lift Him up. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to praise you and thank you for your wonderful grace. Lord Jesus, for all the kindness and goodness and mercy you've showed us, even though we are undeserving of every last ounce of it. And Spirit of God, we praise you for your work of transformation, for your work of pointing us to the glory of God, Jesus Christ. And Spirit of God, we pray for you to come down upon us, that we would respond with humility and obedience and faithfulness to you in 2019. Lord, we're thankful for 2018. Lord, I'm thankful for what we were able to do for your glory. Or maybe better said, what you were able to do through us. And so we rejoice in that. But Lord, we look forward to this new year. And Spirit of God, we pray that you would come down upon us, that we would have a freshness of you, that we would have a freshness to make you known, an urgency, a desire even, to declare your greatness. And Lord, we think of those around the world that don't have things nearly as comfortable than us in Canada, those who are persecuted for Jesus Christ's sake. We pray, O Lord, that we would seek to encourage and remember them and even support the work of the gospel in those areas. We think, Lord, those who are ill, we know that there's lots of flu, other people have other illnesses or other ailments. Lord, we pray that your hand would be upon them, that even in the midst of suffering, of being ill, that they would have joy in the Lord. We think of Caitlin and pray, O Lord, your hand upon her, that you'd minister to her now. Pray, O Holy Spirit, you'd speak to her powerfully. We give thanks for Sunshine Saturday. We give thanks for the great group of kids that we did have out. Almost all of them not church attenders here, so we give thanks for that. We pray, O Holy Spirit, your hand upon each child that was there, and even the parents that stayed as well. We give thanks that many parents stay. Lord, as well, we think of the Phillips family with the loss of Wendy, and pray, O Lord, that the gospel of grace would minister to them in their time of suffering. I even think of the Eglies, that if you open up a door, that they could minister to them. We think of our students away. And, oh Lord, we think of the away students that have gone back. We pray, oh Lord, your hand upon them, Lord, that they would grow in the gospel, grow in you, Lord Jesus, this year. We as well think of our other students at Dryden High, our public schools, our homeschoolers. Lord, as they start a new semester, your hand upon them. We think, oh Lord, of our church, that we'd be a holy church, that we'd respond in faith and obedience and commitment to you. Just thank you for your grace, oh Lord. And we pray that you'd be honored in the rest of this service. In Jesus' good name, amen. And Milton's going to lead us in a time of offertory.
In Luke chapter 24, it says, "Well, on the very the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their heads to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen.'" This song is called "Living Hope."
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh God, you are my living hope. Oh God, you are my living hope.
Let's pray. Father, we praise you for the living hope. You did not stay dead. God the Father, you raised your Son so that we could have new life. And Lord, we just confess how little we think about that future hope. And we sometimes allow this world to consume our thoughts. Have mercy upon us. We pray, O Lord, that this would be used to declare the greatness of Christ and the hope of the glory of God. In Jesus' good name, amen. And if we could have our junior church come forward. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just commit to you this time of junior church. Pray, O Lord, that you'd be honored in it. We think of each child here, praying, O Holy Spirit, you'd draw them to yourself in a mighty way. Think of the teachers as they teach, your hand upon them. And as well, O Lord, we pray for parents, us as a church. We'd be discipling, exalting Christ in our church and in our homes. In Jesus' good name, amen.
Number 656, and we'll please stand again. Take time to be holy.
So we are back in the book of James, James chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. So if you'd like to turn there, it is found on page 1291. If you didn't bring a Bible, there's one in front of you. It's at the end of the Bible, one of the last books of the Bible, James, written by the half-brother of Jesus, also the brother of Jude. And we're looking at chapter 4, verse 7 to 10. Lord willing, next week we will be looking at verse 11 to 12. So we'll read the Word of God, we'll go to the Lord in prayer, and get into the exposition of God's Word. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Who are we to resist? Resist the, and he will flee from you. Who are we to draw near to? Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we praise you that you give more grace. You give grace to the humble because you're a gracious God. And God, in your graciousness, please come down upon us in your Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God, please point us to the gracious work of Christ. And Lord, we pray that these truths would be every day in us, these 11 commands, for your glory and for your name's sake. Amen.